Please be seated. God's word for our nourishment this morning, God's word for our comfort, God's word to lift us up, God's word to nourish us in our walk of life as those who have been baptized into Christ and raised up and nourished by Him, is from the gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. Luke. And here St. Luke writes, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think back a few days that were Christmas, and a few days that we probably got good gifts, nice gifts. Well, in our family, we have our Christmas after a while, and we get together, and we exchange names, and we get exchange gifts, and we hold up the gifts that we give, and so that we can give God thanks for all of those kinds of gifts. And I want you to think about lifting up and holding in your hands that precious gift. There was a young gal, and she decided that she was going to be a nanny. And there's another word for it. I can't remember the word, but it's a person who takes care of the kids, you know. And so she was surprised that she was one of the five finalists. And she got to be interviewed by the parents. So she went to the house, and she had this interview, and she was totally spaced out and blown away that she got this phone call and she got the job. She never thought that she would get that. So she had this job of taking care of their two sons, young sons. And after a while, she kind of asked the mother, "You know, I'm kind of wondering, why did you pick me? Why did you choose me?" And the mother said, "You know, basically, the reason is because you were the only one who asked to hold our sons. That was what made us choose you. Holding in the hands." And I want you to think about how God holds you in the hands this day, each and every day of your life. Because we know we're guilty. We know that we are sinners. We know that because of Adam and Eve and their sin, we sin. We say the ugly words. We do the ugly things. We're not really those really holy people that God wants us to be. But yet God still holds us in his hands. He still holds us up. Because of Jesus, because of the baby Jesus that came to Bethlehem, placed in the feeding trough, had the shepherds around, had all the other people around each and every day. This is because of Jesus, and we rejoice in Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem. The promised hope was revealed. All throughout the Old Testament, God is proclaiming to his people through his prophets that there was a Messiah to come. Tragically, the nation Israel didn't really believe in that type of a Messiah. Well, they believed in a Messiah. They believed that the Messiah would come, but that Messiah was going to boot out the Romans, was going to make a utopia on earth, was going to heal all their diseases, was going to be this promised land that was just beautiful. But God's idea of sending Messiah was not their idea. And he holds us up with that promise, the promise of eternal life, the promise of forgiveness of sins, the promise that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And through Jesus, God gives us that eternal life and forgiveness of sins. You know, this God is a mighty God. This God is one who is always in our lives. And he's the one who takes us over all the bumps and the bruises, over all the hills, the curves. And he gives that because we're holding the precious gift of salvation in Jesus Christ and him alone. That's what gets us through the days. That's what gets us through the dark days. That's what gets us through death and dying. What gets us through the separation, gets us through those very dark days that we experience. Well, yesterday, Karen and I visited her mother. Her mother was staying with a niece, our niece, and Doris is 101 plus. And she still got most of her faculties, and we're thinking, God is really blessing us with the ability to continue to share Jesus with each other. She is so happy when she sees her own church, St. John's Lutheran Church of Wheaton, Minnesota, on the screen. She brings smiles and is just one of joy. She knows that God's lifting her up. She knows that God's encouraging her. And this is just a wonderful environment that she's been with the last couple of weeks with our niece, that God is blessing them, blessing Doris, blessing them together. So God comes to us, and he lives with us, and he brings us joy. Joy in the baby Jesus, joy in his word. Through the Apostle Paul. It's amazing that this Apostle Paul wrote Philippians. And he wrote in the 4th chapter, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice." It's amazing because Paul was in prison. Paul was probably chained to the wall. He was probably dictating this to a scribe that was outside the wall that he was in, the cell. And here he says, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Paul, that faced so much persecution and problems because of his allegiance and his confession of faith in Jesus Christ. So God lifted Paul up as he lifts us up as well. And he gives us that joy. He gives us that joy to live each and every day of our lives so that we may radiate that joy to others. Sometimes it's hard to live with joy, especially when you're going through a hardship, especially when you're going through things that you don't have any control over. Things that are not necessarily likable and hopeful and lifting up, yet God comes to us in his joy of Jesus and lifts us up and gives us that joy to live with each and every one of our days. And he gives us the strength. He gives us the ability. He gives us the words to say, to lift someone up, to help someone, to live in their lives, to celebrate not just Christmas, but Easter, to celebrate this Lord Jesus Christ who ascended, this Lord Jesus Christ who will come again. You know, the Christmas is over. In Lake City, the Lions collect the Christmas trees and all those old Christmas trees. We haven't put up a real Christmas tree in years because Karen didn't want to clean up the needles off of a hardwood floor. But we always would get that live Christmas tree. So in Lake City, the Lions pick up those live Christmas trees and they set a date. And the date is usually the second Saturday in January. People are putting their Christmas trees out on the corners this weekend. They're packing away their decorations. They're packing away all the lights. They're packing away everything to say goodbye to Christmas, to say it's over with. But Christmas isn't over with. Christmas continues. And the great gift of Christmas is Jesus. And he's going to live in our hearts and in our lives forever. God doesn't let us forget that. Through his word, God continues to tell us about Jesus and the joy that he brings to each and every one of us. May this joy continue to live in your hearts. May continue to shine brightly from your hearts and your lives so that others know about that joy of Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen.